There is a story of Bishop Samuel Ruiz, who was the bishop of the Diocese of San Cristobal de las Casas in southern Mexico from 1960 to 2000. Bishop Samuel was well known for having empowered the indigenous people of his diocese and for his role as a mediator in the conflict between the Zapatista rebels and the Mexican government in the 1990s. For this, he had received many death threats. In one particular interview, the person doing the interview asked Bishop Ruiz how he had come to live so completely the command to love one's enemies when he had so many. He gave a puzzled look to the person doing the interview and responded, "I have no enemies." This was quite puzzling as he had arrived for the interview in a bulletproof van, accompanied by three large armed bodyguards supplied by the Mexican government at their insistence. Bishop Ruiz explained further, "There are some who want to make themselves enemy to me, but I have no enemies." My friends, our gospel today concludes Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It is one of the more puzzling texts in the New Testament because it speaks of loving our enemies, not tolerating them or vaguely accepting them, but loving them. Most of us don't have to look very far to find someone we can't stand. Someone we despise, and dare I say, even someone we may hate. We don't have to go to Iran or North Korea or Afghanistan or any other place in the world to find those who want to do us harm. Our enemies, if you will, are in our hometowns. They may be even members of our own families. Hatred and revenge cut across all boundaries and are tragically rooted in our culture. All of us know people who have been terribly hurt by others, and I'm sure that it has probably happened to several of us here today. There may have been those occasions where anger got out of control, where a simple, innocent encounter turned into a yelling match, where two family members can no longer be in the same place at the same time. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth law that Jesus mentions in our gospel is the oldest law in the world. It's a law of tit for tat. What you do to someone, the person does to you. The person who committed the injury is to be punished, and the punishment must be equal to the harm. But today, Jesus turns that law upside down. In fact, he destroys it. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. What Jesus is saying here is that there is to be no retaliation of any kind. When someone harms us or tries to take advantage of us, we return it with a blessing. In other words, we are to go beyond what is minimally asked of us and generously go further and do more and give more. Jesus teaches us to never lose sight of the human face in front of us. In the gospel today, Jesus also calls us to love our neighbor. God created us so that we could love God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And that is our most fundamental call. By neighbor, Jesus isn't talking about the people who live down the street. He means our families, our friends, the strangers, the elderly, the refugee, the immigrant, those struggling with addiction, the panhandler, those we can't bear to even look at or be with, and our enemies, all of them. My friends, in the nitty-gritty of how we live with one another, sometimes long-held grudges and a desire for revenge are commonplace. But Jesus says we have no right to either. And like Bishop Ruiz, we might not have real enemies in our lives, but almost all of us have those relationships colored by anger and spite and resentment and even hate, like those who may have lied to us or stabbed us in the back, like the person who may have spread vicious rumors about us that were patently untrue, like those who have gossiped about us or judged us unfairly. Today, Jesus says that we're to find a way to love precisely those towards whom we harbor these feelings. Brothers and sisters, in every confrontation and unreasonable expectation, Jesus asks us to respond with the compassion and mercy of God. And as followers of Jesus, our first concern must be God's work of reconciliation, to love the unlovable, to reach out to the alienated, to dismantle whatever walls divide and isolate people, and build bridges that bring people together. The real challenge of Jesus' teaching on loving one's enemies is not loving some remote sinner, someone we'll never have anything to do with. The challenge of today's gospel is to love the people we live with and work with and go to school with, the people who sit next to us in this worship center, the people who we struggle with, the people who annoy us, and some whom we may annoy. Today, Jesus is not asking us to do something impossible and unreasonable. Today, Jesus is asking us to open our eyes and to see what is the only really sensible way to live and to relate with the people around us. As St. Paul says today in our second reading, you are God's temple, and God's Spirit dwells in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. And so is that person next to you, to me, right now. My friends, few of us think of ourselves as being holy. Yes, we strive for holiness and occasionally do holy things. But to be holy, isn't that reserved for the saints? Well, guess what? No. Brothers and sisters, striving to be holy means that we try to be more compassionate, more loving, and more forgiving. It means walking away from the confrontation even when the blame is someone else's. It means responding in silence when to utter even a single word would be to escalate an argument. It means not having to get the better of another in any circumstance. And it means rethinking our basic attitudes about who is our neighbor. My friends, the greatest and hardest expectation the Lord has of each of us is this: love one another as I have loved you. Those eight words sum up the whole of the gospel. Today, in a particular way, Jesus is calling us to this change in behavior as disciples, as Christians, as citizens of this country and the world. And it has to start with us. We certainly have plenty of evidence of the devastating effects of life lived according to the eye for an eye law. But we can't do it without Jesus' help. As we prepare then to follow Jesus through the wilderness of our Lenten journeys in a couple of weeks' time, may we look out upon our wilderness, our own wilderness, a landscape marred by violence and anger and distrust, through the eyes of compassion. Brothers and sisters, today we are called to love unconditionally and wholeheartedly our neighbor, the stranger, the outcast, the lost, the broken, and yes, the enemy. God created us in God's own image and likeness. And when we love like God loves, we become as perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Amen.
Amen.